Milchwolkenliebe.
Jetzt kann der Sommer beginnen.
My name is Dagi Brundert. I come from Berlin, Germany, and I've been making Super 8 films since forever. It means like more than 20 years.
So what was that first film?
Oh, that first film, I can hardly remember. It was a very destructive film. It was called 23 Barbie-Puppen-Kippen um, which means 23 Barbie dolls collapse. And it just, I just stumbled upon Super 8 by chance. I studied art and I found some cheap Barbie dolls and I just lined them up one after the other and just made them fall down. Sounds pretty anarchistic maybe now, but it was really a wonderful experience for me doing Super 8 for that first time. So I felt like anything's possible.
What was the reason you chose it for that very first film?
Again, by chance, I studied art and I had a professor who just showed me his Super 8 camera, and I'd never seen that device before. So I got it, I grabbed it, and I tried it out with coincidental things around me, and I thought, wow, this is it. I fell in love with that format.
Is it the serendipity of the format that appeals to you?
Yeah, it's all. It's the beauty of the format, it's the beauty of the colors, it's the grainy texture of the format, and it's the easiness to handle it and to set up like a small universe and to immediately start filming. And you always, I mean, including coincidences and accidents that might happen, it's mostly all of the time very, very beautiful in the end. And personal, more personal.
I wonder why that is. Yeah. Viewing the films in Program 1, which was last night, the vast majority of them were point-of-view films or representations of dreams or memories.
Mm.
And almost the medium, the format of Super 8 was part of the story.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's a tendency with Super 8?
It used to be a tendency. I would say it was the beginning of Super 8, as it was an amateur format. Everybody, I mean, fathers film their family under the Christmas tree, so that's in everybody's mind still, so it means childhood memories, but it's just one aspect of the film. It's just the simplest, I would say the simplest aspect of Super 8, because immediately it makes click in your mind, oh, Super 8, okay, it's past.
Our generation will be the last generation for whom that works for. Surely, eventually, DV, regardless of the quality of the format, is going to take that on.
Interesting question. Yeah, could be. Yeah, I think so. I mean, there were always artists who used that small format, so it's just one tiny aspect of it all. Maybe like one memory in the whole of mankind, I don't know, something like that.
You have this wabi-sabi philosophy for your Super 8 productions,
yes,
and it might have been something that you were teaching in your workshop today,
yes,
or putting forward. And that is very much Super 8 as almost an epiphany. It's a very metaphysical film format.
Yeah, I would say it's a magical film format, and it's a very poetic film format, and this is one of the main aspects of the wabi-sabi philosophy. I mean, I stole the word wabi-sabi, the expression comes from Japanese aesthetics. I stole it from there because for me it pictures in an absolutely beautiful way the magic, the poetry again of that format. But it's personal, it's my opinion. But people understand when I say wabi-sabi and try to explain it, people understand it immediately.
How do you get a production started? How does it take the leap from your imagination to the film? Is it via sketchbooks? Do you write a script? What is the creative process?
Normally, it's just I invite coincidence in my life. I always quote me inviting coincidence in my life. I carry the camera with me normally when I travel, when I just walk around, and things just happen. Just like never do a script before, like I never plan a film 100% before, impossible. So I'm just, I try to invite coincidence to jump on me, and I find, it's weird, I find curious things just lying around or somewhere, I find them, I detect them, I say, oh cool, let's film, and then the story comes up. It's like it's getting a living of its own.
Do you build the images up? Do you use the Super 8 like a visual sketchbook?
Somehow, yes. And I'm a hunter and collector or something like that. I collect. Sometimes it's even like I film something and I know I don't really know at the moment where the story leads to. So I just lay it down and get it back like 5 years later. And I have some new images. And then it's a story that comes up. And then, oh, I filmed that 5 years ago. Great. It's exactly what I needed. So it's just like a patchwork
So are they scraps left lying around,
yes.
Either both mentally and physically?
More
for you?
Physically, not mentally, totally physically. Lying around in rows.
What is the outlet? I mean, what do you make these for? I don't mean why do you make them, I understand that perfectly, but you still have to have a physical reason at the end, perhaps, even if it just pays for itself.
It doesn't pay for itself. I mean, I can only answer why I do it, and I would love to do more and more and more. I need a sponsor. I mean, I could make a new film one a week, but I can't. It's just, it comes from the heart. It has to go outside. It sounds stupid.
But you taught it, haven't you? You went to L.A. and had a teaching post there.
Yes, so. EchoParkFilmCenter.org in Los Angeles, a community center, very cool. They invited me to be artist in residence, so I stayed there for a period of 5 weeks, and it was the first time as a teacher there, some workshops, and I had the time of just walking around and doing what I have to do, and this was very, very inspiring for me.
Were you teaching Super 8?
Yes, exclusively, plus self-processing. My students, they were like more kids, starting from the age of from 15 to 21, so kids, digital kids. I mean, we live in a digital age now, and they were really, they had a strong yearning for this form and for touching and processing and, well, seeing it directly, not only diffuse magnets like video. So they come from a video age. They were born in the video age, and they loved it. They loved to play around with Super 8, and they loved the aesthetics immediately. And fell in love. I would say they fell in love. What I find kind of weird here in California, I mean, they have so much sun, and they have so little energy, and they're doing the laundry, and after laundry they put their laundry in a dryer. I mean, they have sun, sunny country. Why don't they just hang their laundry in the sun or in their apartments?